The South Dakota Attorney General sent state agents to reservations as part of an investigation into tribal checkpoints on state and federal highways. Those agents were on fact-finding missions about how the checkpoints were conducted. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
That update came during the State Tribal Relations Committee meeting. Attorney General Jason Ramsburg says his office did not direct any citizens to go or not to go through the checkpoints as part of their investigation. He says some state employees had trouble entering reservations, so they took down their statements in sworn affidavits. They also gathered affidavits from citizens who he says had difficulty getting through the checkpoints in some fashion. The checkpoints are a point of contention between the state and tribes. Governor Kristi Noem threatened a lawsuit before passing the issue along to the White House. Ramsburg says the state has the right of way on those roads.
The state has right of way certificates dating back. We have, compiled those, working with the Department of Transportation to find those documents and submit them to the federal government. And I believe that the tribe has copies of them as well. I think there's been communication showing that I've seen various letters where they've talked about that there are right-of-way documents in place.
Tribal law experts point to two federal cases that back the tribe's use of checkpoints. One is a provision in the 1981 U.S. Supreme Court decision of Montana versus the United States, which says tribes do have authority over non-Indians within reservations when conduct threatens the political integrity, economic security, health, and welfare of the tribe. Another is a 1990 ruling by the Eighth Circuit Court, which finds that, absent tribal consent, the state has no jurisdiction over highways running through Indian lands. Attorney General Ramsburg says he's concerned about the checkpoints and the upcoming Sturgis motorcycle rally. He says the state has a strong legal position with other federal court decisions. The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe is suing the White House over the checkpoints issue. The state is not involved in that case. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.